Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 11th of November 2011. All of the technology news from the previous week on Armistice Day. Make sure you stop at 11 o'clock, eh? BBC iPlayer content is finally coming to Sky. The Beeb has said that its video on demand rules have been relaxed so that the iPlayer can come to Sky's Go service. So it'll be on catch up, you'll be able to get everything that you possibly want, and based on the fact that Sky actually show it, well, I don't see the big deal really. Virgin Media's offered iPlayer on its TVO box for an awful long time, but Sky has not done anything with it, so we'll have to wait and see what happens and how it comes through and how it looks, but I don't expect there'll be too many changes because it is rather popular. Now, if you love film and you've got an Android phone, then don't worry, because Love Film is coming to Android phones. Yes, the film hire service and watching service will be yours to use if you've got an Android phone. You've got to sign up for it, and it's a Netflix-like looking thing, and it is rather good. And if you want it, just go to their website. The Loop is reporting that RIM has lost 1.8 million subscribers in 3 months, and that's in the US alone. So, in the US, from September, despite the fact they brought out the BlackBerry 7 phones, and they've got the new stuff, and the playbook, and they've got all of this BBX stuff going on, they've lost a shed load of people. Is it the beginning of the end for them? It might be. And the real problem that they've got is that Adobe's decided to chuck Flash on the mobile market. They've stopped developing it, and they're not going to do it no more. And, despite this fact, RIM have issued a press release saying they're forging ahead with Flash on the BlackBerry playbook. Oh, if that hasn't absolutely stuck the last nail in the coffin, I don't know what will. Bye-bye, RIM. Been nice knowing you. Facebook has been forced to introduce an opt-in privacy change service. Lots of people have got very upset with them, and the US government has clamped down on Facebook saying, no, all of privacy must be defaulted to private, and people can opt in to disclosing data, not opt out. So you're all protected, don't worry. I don't think it's going to be backdated though, so if you've already got your privacy settings set, do watch out. However, it's a sad day when government has to intervene to do that. Come on, Facebook, you should have been responsible to start with. Warner Brothers has admitted that it's removed files that it didn't own. It took down content from the file sharing site Hotfile, and in the process it took down a whole pile of open source stuff that it had no right to. It said it's sorry, but it has blamed the fact that the volume and pace of the infringements from Hotfile meant that it had to start taking down stuff wholesale. Maybe so, but you've lost the PR battle, I'm afraid, Warner Brothers. Solaris 11 has been released by Oracle. It's supposed to be a Unix-based cloud operating system that's rather good. I've never used it, and I don't know if I ever will, to be honest, and I don't know anybody who has used it. But it's out there. Well done, Larry Ellison, and Mark Hurd as well, if you were involved. iOS 5.01 is released, it's out there, you can get it, and it will stop your battery drain bug. All of your devices, if it's iPod, iPad or iPhone, have been having problems supposedly with batteries disappearing rather quickly. I haven't applied it myself, and I didn't say I'd noticed, to be honest, that my battery was going down any quicker. It must have been though, eh? And Xbox 720 is coming. Apparently, it's been codenamed Loop, and it's going to have a Kinect device that is significantly smaller than the current one with a wider field of view, so it'll be more likely to fit in your living room than the current one is. Launch date will be 2015, which is the 10-year anniversary of the Xbox 360. I think I can wait. Amazon Kindle has increased Fire production. They've gone up to 5 million units because of the fact they think there's going to be a huge demand. We had a huge chat about it last night on the big show, and I'm not so sure it's the best move, to be honest, Jeff. I know you've got a lot of money you can stick behind it, but I'd stick to flying into space if I were you. And the good news for you this morning is if you've bought Assassin's Creed Revelations, there will not be Always On DRM. Unfortunately, when you first start the game, you're going to have to be connected to the net, but then thereafter, it will allow offline play. Well done, Ubisoft. You've finally woken up and seen the light. And finally, Americans are screaming out for more competition in the telecoms market. They are desperate for people to actually come forward and provide a realistic alternative to the big two. Well, it's coming, and it's coming in the form of China Telecom. They're looking to expand themselves into the US consumer market by 2012. So at the end of 2012, you'll be able to buy your phone services from China. Data security? Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to let you know, but we'll sure there'll be something. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. Come on. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at bageltechnews, or you can follow us on Facebook and YouTube at bageltech. We'll be back again this afternoon with the photo show at 2 o'clock and the Mac show at 3 o'clock, and then we'll be back again on Monday with the Daily Show. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.